Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Communicators Live, where we help your ministry grow by sharing insider information from professional speakers and writers.
Well, good afternoon, Christian Communicators friends, and welcome to Christian Communicators Live. I'm Vonda Skelton here today with my co-director, Carolyn Kneffley. And I don't know about y'all, but school has started this week here in South Carolina, and I know my grandkids were sad to see the summer break in, but that means it's almost time for the 6th Annual Christian Communicators Conference next week at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. Carolyn, I know you are as excited as I am.
I am. The conference is just a delight and have been praying for all of the participants this year. But this morning I prayed for our grandsons who are being going to school today for the first time. Listeners, I do have to remind you that the phone lines will be open a little later for questions. And remember, the first caller wins a copy of Kathy Willis's book, Speaker to Speaker. Dial quick and have a quick question. Back to you, Vonda.
Okay, well, yes, we are so excited about our conference, but we're also excited about this show today. So while the kids are in school, your grandkids and my grandkids too, we'll be right here and we'll be learning as our guest, author, speaker, and platform consultant, Kathy Carlton Willis, shares what event planners want, what they want from the speakers. Now, that is a topic that I know all speakers want to hear about. So welcome, Kathy. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Vonda. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that this is the topic for today because one of the ways I got to know you, we've had several, but I was the event planner for a women's event, and you were the speaker. I don't know if you remember that a few years ago.
I hope I did what I was supposed to do.
Well, I just think it's great that even though I'm on the other side as a speaker, I am an event planner too. So when I tell you all today what we're looking for, I'm one of the troop that's looking for good speakers. So I speak with experience. And Vonda, you were great that day, and you provided everything that I looked for and more. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was definitely a joy to be there in one of those events that I look back on with just such good feelings. But I want to brag on Kathy a little bit here, too, because knowing her now as a dear friend, I know for a fact that she shines, whether she's shining the light on God's writers and speakers or if she's reflecting his light during her speaking events. Kathy spins many plates, I can tell you, as a writer, speaker, and platform consultant. She also serves as a speaker columnist for the Christian Communicator and founded Word Girls Writers Group. She's equipped with a Bible degree, has industry knowledge, and she's adept at coaching speakers from a Christian worldview. She serves alongside her pastor husband in local church ministry, and I had the joy of meeting him as well. I want you to be sure and check out her books. The first one, Speaker to Speaker, The Essential Speaker's Companion, is one that I'm really excited about, and Grin with Grace Bible Study, and I've been able to see that one as well. And if you're the first caller when we open the phone lines, as Carolyn said, you can receive a free copy of her book, Speaker to Speaker. So to find out more about Kathy, just visit her website at kathycarltonwillis.com. So I know you are ready to not listen to me, but to listen to Kathy. So let's get started with question number one. You ready, Kathy?
You know, before we get started, I think we might want to make that offer to everyone that's listening. Rather than asking you all to take a crazy amount of notes today, because I'm going to be firing off a lot of information, if you will email me, I will send you a PDF of today's program, all of the notes. So my email address is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y,
at kathycarltonwillis.com. And if you email me, that will also add you to my mailing list so I can tell you about other speaker-related resources coming up. So I would love to hear from you, and we'll make sure you get that PDF. So let's go with that first question.
Okay, let's fire it off. So what are some of the common ways that event planners hear about us as speakers?
Well, you know, I think that's important to think about, first of all, because a lot of times we invest all of our time getting the word out in just one or two manners, and that may not be the way that the event planners we're looking for are looking for us. So a lot of these are just common sense, but as you're making your plans for getting the word out, make sure you're hitting on all of these different areas. There's word of mouth, of course, and that's still my favorite way when I'm booking a speaker at my personal event, is that word of mouth, because I know that they're quality and they're not going to let me down. So that's still your number one way, and don't be afraid to ask satisfied event planners when they tell you how much they enjoyed your program, if they would help you get the word out about it, because that's still the number one way. And referrals go right along with that, or hearing the speaker at another event. But then there's four other ways. There's speakers bureaus, so you can sign up for those. I recommend you don't sign up with one. It's an exclusive deal where you can't be anywhere other than what they book for you. But there are a lot of them out there. A lot of times, a speaker will be selected just from search engines. An event planner will type in what they're looking for on Google or another search engine, and so you need to make sure you're on that Google page that they're looking for so that they will contact you. Also, they might be reading your published pieces, whether it's books, articles, blog posts. So if you're a speaker, you may also want to consider being a writer. A lot of times that's how they hear your heart before they hear you speak. And then the final way is like what we're doing today. Event planners might hear you as a media guest on an interview or a television program, some way where they're seeing you and sort of get that feeling of try before you buy, because that's really what they're looking for. They don't want any surprises on the day of their event, so they're going to vet you before you come.
Those are all great ways. And I want to just kind of go back to what you said about search engines. I can point to two very specific events that happened simply because they typed in, one of them, they typed in Fruit of the Spirit speaker is all she typed in. Well, I had in one of my blog posts a Fruit of the Spirit blog post, and that was how she found out I was a speaker. And then I have my YouTube video of Solomon's Beloved, and someone searched for a comedy or humorous Christian speaker, found that, and I was able to be the entertainment on a Christian cruise. So those are two very specific ways that the search engines are critical, and that is a good segue to the next question I was going to ask you. You know, at our Christian Communicators Conference, we talk a lot about websites, and both of those things came up, and I got both of those bookings because of my website. So what do event planners need to see when they go to our websites?
Well, I always say with any kind of material that we're putting out, we need to pre-answer any question that contact person may have. So in this case, if it's an event planner, what questions will they have when they're searching your site? If you can answer those questions before they ever have to contact you, you're going to be ahead of about 50% of the people that they go to their site. And one page that does that very well is your speaker page. And I know with this group, you've been trained really well on how to stock up your website with materials that event planners are looking for. So make sure that you've got your speaker page beefed up with a list of your popular presentations with really good descriptive blurbs about each program, something that will be unique and grab their attention. And make sure that it's something they can either download or print, because a lot of times these event planners don't make the decision alone. They have a planning team that works with them, and they need materials that they can pass around to the group. So I recommend that you also have some sort of a PDF or a way that they can print this out or share it with other people on the team. And the other page that's really important on your website is that endorsement page. Like I said before, word of mouth is so important. So if they haven't heard from it from a friend, the next best way is to read an endorsement. And I hate to say it, but the higher the profile of the endorser, the better, because they really do add clout to the quality of what you are presenting. And a good time to ask for endorsements is at the end of a good program when they thank you for it. Ask them, just thank them for the good feedback and ask them, would you mind writing that down so that I can use it for other event planners to read? That's the perfect time to ask for that without it seeming uncomfortable. And then load those to your endorsement page so that you have that for moving forward.
Oh, that's great information, and that's one thing that I don't think to do right then at that point. So that's a really good suggestion, and I know you're going to have suggestions for this next question, and I'm ready to hear it. So what would cause event planners to choose one speaker over others when they're selecting their keynoter? You know, what would make someone choose somebody else rather than me? So what can you tell us about that?
Yes. A lot of times we're not the only one in the running for a specific event. And really what will help you win out over someone else is if you are giving them confidence that they will get a quality program from you if you come. And the way you can win that out usually has to do with your first impression. It's that image that you share, whether it's a photograph that they see, whether it's your website, whatever those first impressions are, it really does make a difference. And nowadays, we really have no excuse for having a professionally done photograph. They're affordable. A lot of times we can even barter for it. And I've even seen some girlfriends take photos of a speaker, and they turn out just great. So just make sure that it gives you that good first impression, because if they have quality in mind when they see you, they also have confidence in mind that you will deliver a good program. So even if they haven't seen you in action, that first impression will really help.
Oh, yes, that is so true. Well, this kind of piggybacks onto that question as well. I've heard the term turnkey event, that event planners are looking for a turnkey speaker. What does that mean? What are they looking for, and how can we be that person for them?
That phrase first came up in the real estate world when realtors were looking for a property that was turnkey, which means all you had to do was put the key in the door and bring in all your packed goods and live in it. There was nothing to do to the house. It was all ready to go. Well, when we offer a turnkey event, it means we put all the work in it for them ahead of time. So all they have to do is walk in the door and it's ready to go. And I have several ways we can offer them turnkey events. The one thing we need to make sure that we do is to put all of this together in a really nice informational packet. And again, it could be something that's printed and mailed out, you know, physical kit, or it could be a virtual event kit that we do through email using PDFs and JPEGs. I love this time of year with school just starting, because all the school supplies are on sale, and we don't have to be going to school to go and get those great bargains. Some of the things that I buy are those really nice-looking folders. They're wonderful to use to put all of your event kit materials inside. And then I buy some of those little glue dot things to put my business card on the inside flap so that it looks really professional. So you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money to put together a really nice kit. I even sometimes burn all my documents onto a CD and put that in the kit. So if they need to print something else, they have that. But the point of a turnkey event is putting together everything that they have so that they can make sure nothing slips through the cracks. It's all there for them, and they have fewer headaches. So we can provide lots of different extra features for the event planner so that they have a no-fuss program.
Oh, goodness, yes. And it also helps us, as you were talking, I was just thinking back to how many times we've had to have multiple emails because then, you know, somebody wants a photo or somebody needs a higher res photo or they need this or that. And if we've already done as you suggested and just send everything before they ask for it, it saves time for them and for us too.
So, and really it brings more exposure to the event. They're able to do a press release if they want to, or they can play a snippet of a previous speaking engagement during the announcement loop at their church service. So there's many ways they can use this to actually promote the event ahead of time, too.
Yes, that is a great idea. Well, I love all this information, and I know our listeners are loving it, too. So I hate to stop, but let's do take a moment and let Carolyn open the phone lines for us. Okay, Carolyn?
Well, this has been great information, Kathy. Thank you so much. And the phone lines are open now, so if you have any questions, listeners, just call in at 347-843-4920 with your question. And remember, Kathy has offered a free book of her Speaker to Speaker. That number one more time is 347-843-4920. Looking forward to hearing from you. Back to you, Vonda.
All right. Thank you. Now, let's move right on real quickly to another question. Kathy, and you sort of answered this with previously, but I'm going to just give you an opportunity if there's more things that we might could do. Are there some extra features that speakers can offer event planners so that there's a no-fuss program?
Absolutely. You know, when you came to the event that I had, you provided a couple of these extra features. One thing that you did, you provided little bookmarks that we put at each place setting, and it helped us actually decorate the table because they were beautifully colored and they went with our color scheme. And so that was one of those little extras that made everyone feel like we thought of them and they got to take home something. And you also had that humorous skit that was just wonderful, and it had music to it, and it just added to the feel that we gave them a well-rounded program, and you weren't there just as a speaker, but you provided other things. And I do have a list of other ways that we can provide some of these extra features. Some of us are sort of wish we were an event planner in another lifetime, and so this is really fun for us. So those of us that are like that, really kick into gear on this and work it out. For those of you that don't enjoy it, don't worry about it. Just offer a few things. But here's a list of a few things. One of them is to plan the menu for them. I sometimes will give them three choices. You know, if they tell me it's desserts only or if it's appetizers or if it's a full meal, a lot of times I will help them even plan the event, the menu, so that they can just delegate it and not have to think about it. Or a skit, like you, like I said, you provided a skit. Sometimes I will write one that allows their drama team or their planning team to do the work of it, but I write the skit out itself. A lot of times it's humorous or poignant, just some way to make that heart feel good before you get up and speak, and it ties in with the theme of the event, too. And music does the same thing, you know. So I'm a singer, so a lot of times people think they're getting a twofer when they get me as a speaker and a singer. I always pick out a song that goes with each program I have in case they want to use that. But some of the places I go want to use their praise and worship team, and so I will give them a playlist or a song list of some of the songs, both conservative and more progressive, that would go well with the theme. And that way they don't have to do the brainstorming. They can just get to work on picking out the ones that work best for them. And, you know, decorations are another thing. Probably one of the speaker's pet peeves is sometimes event planners choose the decoration theme before they choose the topic. I've been assigned some crazy topics because they wanted to decorate a certain way, you know. But this is a way that we can kind of make the message and the decorations go together. sometimes if I get really excited about a theme, I'll even go find photos of decoration ideas, catalog items for favors they can buy at an affordable cost, props they can borrow. A lot of times businesses in town are really happy for you to borrow things from their businesses as long as you put a mention of them in the program somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that way you're not having to do a lot of extra cost. So I make a list of some of those things, you know.
Oh, wow.
Kathy, we have a caller here. Caller who is at area code 763, first three digits, 688. You're on.
Well, hello, Kathy. This is Beth Bergren from Tennessee.
Hi, Beth.
Hello, Vonda and Carolyn.
Hello.
Yes, my question is, if you have limited funds to get yourself out there and be promoted, what one or two areas would you suggest to do first?
Oh, that's a great idea. Probably my favorite thing to do is the barter system, because that way you really have zero financial outlay and you're providing a service for a service. I went to one event and offered to do it for free because they had a video guy there that would do a professional video of the program for me to be able to use in different ways later on. And he had two cameras going. He had the right lighting. He had the right mic'ing. Mm-hmm. Everything was professional. And I didn't pay a dime for it just because I was willing to come and do that event for free. So think about things like that, that you can barter and get the materials that you need that are still looking professional. They don't have to know that you didn't spend a dime on it, but that will really help you. If you think about things like that, there's also a program, I haven't used it, but several of my friends have, called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R, I think it is, .com. And you can actually get different services for $5. You type in what you need, and a lot of people are doing that to get their logos created for $5. So if I needed a logo, I would probably go there and look for that, because that's another way you look professional, is if you have something that sets you apart from everyone else. So be thinking about some of those things that you can do that saves a buck. Like I said, right now the school supplies are on sale. I always stock up on everything I might need this time of year because it will save you some money too.
Okay, and I am looking forward to getting into your book and, you know, cherishing all the little tidbits of advice you can give us, what, entrepreneurial speakers, and get out there and share God's love. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad it will be a help to you, Beth.
All right. You have
Thanks
a blessed day.
Thanks for calling, Beth.
Okay, yes, you Beth. Too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, great information. I love the barter system, too, and still have used that at times. So now let's move to the next question. Since I've had the joy of reading your book, Speaker to Speaker, I can say confidently that it is a book that everybody needs, all speakers need. And I was, as I read, I was especially appreciative of your event planner wish list. And that's, if I remember, it's in the resource section of the book. So would it be okay if you shared that wish list with our listeners today?
Absolutely. And I wrote that in first person so that when you're reading it, it's just as if the event planner is talking to you directly. I think it has more appeal that way because you realize the urgency of these things they're looking for. So here's a few of them. The first one I'm looking for is prompt communication. Whether it's an email or a voicemail that I leave, I really want to hear back from you. And if you don't, or just can't contact me right away, at least try to take 5 seconds to email and say, I received it, I'll be back with you soon. Give them an idea of how much time it will be before you get back with them. They need to know that they can hear from you. They kind of panic, I know I do, because if my speaker is not prompt with that, are they going to be prompt at even showing up for the event? So it's really important to be prompt with your communication. The next one also is important. It's authenticity. Be real and not fake. I have been disappointed at some of the events I've been to because the program presenter did not come across as authentic, and it was just very hard to relate to them. And a lot of the guests I brought with me thought they were almost acting diva-like, and that's just so off-putting. So no matter how long you've been at this thing called speaking, make sure that you're real, because that is what's going to help you minister to people the most. And going right along with that is humility. I try to go into an event and ask how I can serve. I get there early enough. I've been known to help put together event packets or set tables, move chairs. I especially love doing chairs because every time I touch a chair, I pray for who might sit there. And so that's one of my favorite things to do. But make sure you come in with that humility. As an event planner, I'm also looking for professionalism. I talked about that before. And make sure there's no guesswork. If I have some doubts about things, or if I'm unclear about something as an event planner, that really does concern me. So be clear, whether it's in your contract or your communication or any of your print materials, make sure that there's nothing that is confusing. You might even have someone else take a look at those materials or your website to make sure that it isn't, because we kind of get blinders to that on our own. Integrity is really important. If I know that I can trust you and respect your work ethic, that goes a long way. And if I get a hint of anything that's out of place with your integrity, I'm really uncomfortable about that. And I definitely would not be able to endorse you to anyone else. And also being a life graduate, you know, a lot of us have, we can say we have a Bible degree or we have this or that. Book smarts are great, but still, it comes down to that life experience. And the more you have of that, the more qualified you are to speak on those topics you've lived through. So everything that you hate going through right now, it actually qualifies you to be a better speaker. And as an event planner, I love seeing that because I can tell that you're speaking from the heart, not just the head. And also be alert to ministry opportunities. Don't be so glued to that schedule or agenda or what you want to accomplish that you're unaware of a ministry opportunity. I know when Vonda was with us, we lived in a place that was the 12th poorest county in America, so you can imagine the poverty level. And we had some people that were in that situation who attended the event, and Vonda got to sit next to one of them. And I don't know if you remember that, Vonda. She has very limited English. And we could just tell we needed to minister to her. And we didn't worry whether the food was being served right or the decorations looked right. All of that did look great. But both of us, I remember it clearly, wanted to make sure we were there to minister to that woman. And so be alert to those ministry opportunities. You may feel like they're interruptions, but they aren't. That's probably the very reason why God has you there in the first place. Want to encourage everyone to try, I know this is the hardest one, to be riveting in the way that you draw people in with your communication. That is so hard because a lot of times we just don't know if we're hitting it right or not. It's hard when we try to read body language and are we really dazzling them or are we dulling them, you know. Try to be riveting. That will set you apart from so many people who come in and just read their notes and sound dry and are monotone and that sort of thing. So I know you need to be true to your personality and your style and true to what the Lord is doing in you, but there's a way you can do all that and still be riveting too. Another one is to honor time limits. That is so important. And a lot of times we get the program much later than they said we would, but they still expect us to finish on time. And that is so hard. But we need to do our best to try to honor that time limit. I always hate it when they've spent 10 minutes on announcements that could have been done in 1 minute, and then they take off 10 minutes from my speaking time.
I know.
But it happens, you know?
It does.
Just try to roll with it.
Oh, these are such great, great lists. And I just want to remind the listeners that they can find that as well as 10 questions that event planners ask in your book, Speaker to Speaker. And I hate that our time is up, but we're going to have to close down. But listeners, I know that you want to know more about Kathy and her books and her ministry. So just visit her website at Kathy Carlton Willis. That's Kathy with a K, A-T-H-Y, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, .com, and you can reach her there, and you can find out more about her ministry. Kathy, thank you so, so much for being with us today. I could sit and listen to you for another 30 minutes easy. So I hope you'll just come back again another time, and we can talk some more.
That would be great. I always have time for you, Vonda. You are just the best.
Oh, thank you so much. And friends, thank you for joining us today. Without you, there'd be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live, and we don't take you for granted. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll look forward to being with you next month. Bye-bye.